Hey everybody, welcome to another show, Tony's show. The micro effect is out of commission for now. It's relocating, and so when they get set up, we'll hopefully be back on the air if they're, unless they change the format or otherwise known. I'll still be doing the pods on here to further hopefully enhance, enlighten, embody, arm, and prepare everybody for things that are happening now and the things hope that are coming down the pipe that I see coming, manifesting, or whatever. I go through a lot of things through the week. People call me up, they're seeing things, I got stuff in my email. I'm about 100 emails behind right now. I had to go to the U.S. to pick up supplies, visit my mom. And so as a result, the internet we had over there had wasn't working, crashed, and as a result, I got 200 emails behind. So if I haven't gotten to your email yet, don't panic, don't fret, don't freak. I'm still playing catch up. And for some of you, your orders are somewhere between here and there, and you got to give me time to go through these tracking sheets. You know, I've sent, some of you have told me that you haven't gotten your stuff yet 3 months later, so now I got to dig through 3 months of tracking material to find your shipments, so bear with me. That's the type of world we live in. It's a bit screwed up. Anyway, I want to make you aware of something, because people love their pets. People love their pets more than they love their kids, which is something in of its own. But people are being taken for the biggest ride ever with pets. Situation happened here where I live in Essex County. People were looking at buying a dog, and he got into a contract. They went and bought it through a pet broker. Number one mistake. They didn't read the contract. So they signed it with the, you know, idea that they're going to have a nice dog, a nice pet. The dog was a lemon. The dog was a genetically engineered animal that was designed for the owner to continue having high vet bills. And the reason why I know this is because I do work with pets sometimes. It's not my number one thing, but I do get people contact me with dogs and cats that have cancer, and I've seen animals beat the cancers. A lot of times just changing the diet and getting them off the dry food, and that usually is about 90% of it. But when a dog is bred to be a specific type of species, what I have found in my personal experience is a lot of these dogs do not mend like the normal dogs do. Say you got a setter or a collie or a St. Bernard or a shepherd or a poodle, you know, a terrier, anyway, something like that. If you give these dogs certain remedies, herbal remedies or whatever, they seem to recover. But some of these dogs that I've seen with the genetics, what some of these animals, their intestinal tract is severely damaged beyond belief. And I have, in my own experiences, treated dogs like this, and they seem to hold out for a couple weeks, 3 to 6 weeks max, and they go right back to having a bleeding anus. In other words, their blood is coming out of their backside every time that they go to the washroom, they're bleeding. And no matter what you give them to seal the colon or help the colon mend, whatever, nothing seems to hold or work. And then what happens is, over a period of time, their backside starts protruding out, and when you the vets basically, it's told this person the same thing I told them, that this dog was a lemon. This dog was a genetic disaster waiting to happen. Some of you may have had this problem. Some of you fall in love with your dogs and you don't want to part with them, and I get this. I really do. But because I get a lot of people that are really hardcore pet lovers, you know, and I get this, I really do, you know, it's just the way, that's how that rolls, and I don't make any judgments here, but I'm going to warn you about a procedure here on this. When you go buy a pet, and there's a contract involved, because I'll tell you how ridiculous this contract is set up in such a way that the pet broker is blameless no matter what happens to this dog. And on one hand, they will say in the contract that they will do this and do that with, if the dog is defective. And on the other hand, they tell you that they are free and clear of any defects that the dog may have. And it's just a real, real cluster screw that they do. They even can't put the animal down unless they get permission by the people that they bought it from. And they need an autopsy sent to them after this is done. They need to, so that they can now use that information to put it into the next contract to make it more ironclad for these brokers. Some of you might be feeling appalled by this at this point. Well, gets worse. Even in the contract, if and the way it's worded and how it's worded is that these brokers have, they still have entitlement to your animal to such a degree that they can come and take that pet away from you anyway, anytime they feel like it, on the grounds that you're mistreating the animal or you're not properly taking care of the animal. You can't even breed these animals if you wanted to without their consent, because they get a cut. This is something that just popped up. This is just something that just came out of nowhere. We had no idea this existed. The people that bought the animal didn't really read the contract. The contract was read to them in bits and pieces. There was the fine print and the innuendo that was in there that wasn't really read to them. Nobody should sign a contract like this. Nobody. If you are buying a pet, that is just like buying property. That pet is your property. No matter how you define the animal, do you want to call them a part of your family or whatever, that's fine. But that animal is part of your property now, and nobody, and I mean nobody, has access or any rights to that animal once you purchase the animal. If the animal is defective from the word you get it, and when they examine the dog had all kinds of issues going on, and the vet even said that they could treat two out of the three things, but the third thing was going to be an ongoing issue. And when they consulted me, I said, yeah, she's correct in what she said. There are some things, certain breeds, when they breed them a certain way, they seem to affect or impact their immune structure or their DNA or their DNA access to their immune system, and they don't heal. And I had one person who had a pet like that. She spent over $30,000. She met me. Kept the dog alive for at least another 2 years, and it died. That dog should have lived technically till it was about 20 years old. It was a small little dog. It just would not heal. No matter what you gave this dog, gave it comfrey, gave it gelatin, gave it whatever, you know, hydrogels, herbs, vitamins, whatever. Changed the diet. Didn't matter what diet you got it on. Had a bleeding ass. And this, some of you are possibly looking in the market of buying an animal. This will apply to cats too. Remember one thing about these pets. When they vaccinate them, they are vaccinating with live parasites and live culture. These parasites now can get into these animals and then start to take over. And if you sleep with your pets, you can now have that transferred to you. This is the Trojan horse of Trojan horses. It's next to your food, your pet is the Trojan horse. And what was interesting about this time, I had someone call me from Egypt, I had another person call me from another part of the country, and every one of them had a problem with the dog that was almost identical to the one I'm dealing with here in Essex County. I don't believe in coincidences. I'm not built that way. When I see stuff like that, my first thing pops in my mind, this is bullshit. Something is going on. What are the odds of four or five animals calling within the same time frame, within 2 to 4 weeks, all complaining about the same thing? So, and the common denominator in with two of the dogs anyway was diet, which could have been corrected. But as I stated to both, and this is the other thing you don't want to do either, before I go on. Never borrow money to buy a pet. If you have to borrow money to buy a pet, you cannot afford that pet. Because the vet bills alone will put you in the poorhouse. The veterinarianism or veterinarian system has no regulation to it whatsoever. They're self-regulated. If you find a crook, you're going to get screwed. You get a defective dog, you're going to get screwed. If you get into a contractual agreement, you better read the contract or you better take it home. Get a lawyer to look at it. Let them take a real hard look at it. The lawyer told these, and they took it to the lawyer as well. They took the contract to the lawyer. The lawyer says you only have two options. You either take the dog back and they can give you another dog, because that was one of the things that they did concede to doing, or put it down. Which you could, there's loopholes to get around anything that, whatever. So when you're looking at, and these puppy mills will come after you with legal action if you don't comply. This is a screw job on every level you can imagine. And when you read the contract, they're telling you to take the dog to a vet. They don't tell you which vet. So then they try to, when the people contact them to see about getting funds or whatever, they want them to take them to their vet. Their vet is going to be special. Their vets are in on it. There's a collusion with going on with these puppy mills and these vets that they deal with. As a result, this is what happens. They tell you, bring your dog to us. We'll take care of your dog. We'll nurse him back to health, or nurse your dog back to health. You can live with us for 3 months. We will have him under the constant care by the vet. They're not telling you who's going to pay the vet bill here. So you may still wind up getting the footage for the bill, which can lead to tens of thousands of dollars. And then come back and get your dog after 3 or 4 months. So this is what will happen. They will take that dog. They will euthanize that dog. They will go back to the kennel where they got the dog in the first place, whether it be from Europe or where they're getting it from. And they say, wait about 3 or 4 months, and we'll get, and then in that time frame, they'll have brought in that animal, got it cleared and whatever, and say, here's your puppy, all well and taken care of again. This is reality. This planet, this matrix, is a crap hole like you wouldn't believe. And it's designed to screw you over any way possible, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in your soul, in your body, in your cells, every aspect of you. It's an assault. Everything has a Trojan horse to it, somewhere, some way, somehow. And the old saying goes, no good deed goes unpunished. It's referring to the fact that if there is something good here that appears to look good, may in fact not be so. So when you're looking at this chaos that we're in, there's an old biblical saying, so it's actually a proverb. Guard well thy heart, for from it flow the wellsprings of life. Guard your heart. And that means on everything. Don't let your heart to be vulnerable to assault and attack. A lot of you, like I said, really love your pets, and I understand that. I do. But you cannot allow that to be the means to your downfall, which it will be. Like I said, understand what's really going on here, in the system. There's nothing that hasn't been violated or corrupted. This is why I'm talking about this tonight. Because everything in our lives has been corrupted or violated or mutated or transgenically altered. They're using CRISPR, locker, all these things. And this is not just going in the food supply. This is now going in your pets. another topic I'll talk about a little bit later, birds are disappearing. And I've been saying that for how long? And I've said, once the sparrow starts to disappear, we are next. We are on the verge of a precipice here to be either assimilated or terminated. Everybody talks about the reset, right? Well, the people who don't believe in Jesus, that's the term they use. The reset is coming. There's going to be a new reset. People believe in Jesus. The reset is him coming back and setting the planet back in balance. Terminology is a little different, but the end result is the same. We are in need of a reset. Not in the sense of coming back here when you die. That ain't going to happen. You're either going to evolve or get wiped out. But the reset has to happen in order to save this planet. We did not and should not bear any responsibility for the way this planet is. That horseshit that they put out there in regarding to blame men and women for the state and the affairs of this planet is such bullshit, it's unbelievable. And so many people fall for this crap all the time, feeling that they are part of this bigger picture, that they're going to do something about this situation. Now they're just going to be vegans. The vegan system is the most destructive system to the planet. In the nature of what it wipes out, in the nature of what it does, in the nature of how it destroys indigenous life. They're worried about killing cows. The cow is the most perfect recycling life form that we have that God created. Goats and sheep also. They eat, they crap, and they restore the earth's balance and sustain it with life-giving bacteria, which then proceeds to affect the whole cycle of life in creation. Then they worry about cows having a fart and releasing methane. I mean, the frickin' stupidity is beyond belief. It's hard for me to fathom that this level of stupid has been reached to this point. That people are this stupid and this gullible to believe that ideology and that mentality is beyond my scope of comprehension. You can see a cow because they show you a cow on the Cartoon Network on the YouTube channel being slaughtered and whatever, and they show you this, so they leave this image and this imprint in your mind of the disgust and whatever going on to the livestock, and yet you will not look at what they've done to lands, masses of acres have been decimated so that a vegan can have their bloody soy or their corn or their wheat or their vegetables because they think they're greening the planet. Meanwhile, the land has been stripped bare. Death everywhere in the earth because we are catering to a stupid ideology. Everything's been inverted. And yet here we are today proclaiming that there's limited resources on the planet, that we're overpopulating, blah, blah, blah. Environment, the weather modification changes are altering the environment, so now we're not going to be able to do the things we once were able to do. Who caused that? Who deliberately did this? That's your military-industrial complex. And their insane experiments to control the weather as a weapon. Everything on this planet has to be weaponized. Everything. Your food is weaponized. All your grains, it doesn't matter what grain you're eating, but gluten-free, that's such bullshit too. But your gluten-free and your pseudo-grains like your quinoas and your buckwheat and your millets and your groats, oats, barley, your wheat, your rye, you know, your sorghum, teff, all that crap has been weaponized. Rice has been weaponized. Pasta has been weaponized. These are the foods of the planet that they've weaponized. You know, all these so-called omega-3s that they got everybody eating, again, weaponized. They're all oxidized fats. They're just toxic crap that they're feeding people. it amazes me that nobody even looks at the research anymore. They just watch the Cartoon Network. Oh, look at the YouTube channel. Oh, look at the, oh, look what that guy's saying about being, oh, I'm going to buy that. Yeah, this is carbon C60. Oh, look, they made the mouse look 100 million years old. Oh. You know, when you look at the research on carbon C60, holy shit, that stuff will kill you. It alters your DNA. It actually shortens your life. But nobody pays attention. Nobody will read. Nobody will investigate. And again, I'm not talking about those people who are awake to listen to this channel. I'm talking about the people that you're talking to out in the streets. Okay, so these are the kind of things they need to hear. You might say, oh, that's conspiracy shit. That's all conspiracy theory. Well, maybe. It's conspiratorial to them because they're on a different program. But when they start looking at and investigate, I had a guy, this was interesting, I talked about aborted baby proteins in vaccines. And he was appalled. Contacted me on the email, so he was appalled to hear this. So like I said, I don't try to convert anybody. I just put out the facts and say, go look it up. So he did. He looked it up and he said, holy crap, they are actually putting aborted baby in the vaccines. See, now somebody got awakened to this reality, this fact. And so now they are now going to tell everybody they know, and they're going to run into the same frustration. Oh, you're crazy. They wouldn't put a border. Why would they do that? And see, nobody listens to the medical people when the medical people says, now there's a third strain of DNA in babies today. Three strains of DNA. Why is that? Where did that third strain come from? Oh, could it possibly come from mom and dad? You know, they knocked knees, bumped bellies, and they both were vaccinated. So each one of them had a third strain of DNA. Or possibly is it maybe because they decided to be, you know, genetically engineered and eating the vegan diet or the vegetarian diet. You know, all these vegetables have been sprayed with glyphosates and atrazines and all kinds of nano silver and dimatious earth and all kinds of nanometals and all kinds of other pesticides, DDTs and whatever. And maybe, perhaps, some of the fertilizers also may have had proteins from aborted babies. Something worth looking into. And maybe all these things that have been going on have finally altered the genome of mankind, or is altering the genome of mankind. And maybe this is why so many people can't think anymore. Because maybe the DNA, that third strain, is causing a shorting out of the right DNA that should be operating in the body. Maybe that's why people in my generation can still remember things that happened 20, 30, 40 years ago. Can happen. Remember what happened last week. And that's why the 30-year-olds can't remember shit today. They couldn't remember if they tied their shoe, it was Velcro or shoelaces. They have to go ask their phone. Hey, phone, Siri, did I tie my shoe today? And it gets worse. Gets worse. I had a couple come up to see me from Florida. And they popped by and they wanted to see the developments of all the tech that I'm building, working on, you know. And then my door's open to anybody who wants to come learn and look and modify what I'm doing. Anyway, the one woman was telling me that at her job, where she worked, young people were coming in their 20s and did not know how to make coffee or tea. You know, anything about boiling water, putting a tea bag or instant coffee into a cup and stirring it up, adding whatever sweetener they like, and drinking it. They had no idea. Didn't even know how to operate a coffee machine. Can you imagine that? Yet they're really good with the social media horseshit. And this is your people. And again, my generation, we're the 50s babies, 50s, early 60s. We're supposed to be depending on this generation to take care of us when we retire, because they're going to be working, hopefully putting money in the pot. These people don't even know how to bloody work. It's a wonder they even know where to show up. And I can see more and more in the future those 30-year-olds that are awake and have a brain, because there are going to be some that are going to have a brain, are going to be extremely frustrated, and they're going to open up their own businesses. And I'm going to tell you something, those of you who are awake, You're going to make a fortune. You're going to make a fortune. Because the people that you are going to be dealing with are the numbskulls and the brainless ones that you are frustrated with today, which will come and you'll know how to talk their language, and you'll be able to sell them whatever, and they'll buy without hardly any questions. Oh, I got this magical stone. I got it from the dark side of the moon, and it's got your name written all over. Oh, really? Far out, man. Wow. Yeah. Let me take a look at that. Oh, that is so sick. That's great. I think I'll buy it. And some of you think I'm kidding. It's another day in paradise. You gotta tell. You know, when I grew up, everybody used to ride our asses to be the best we could be. We had to be, because we had to compete. We were competing with each other, so we had to be better than the next guy. We had to be able to kill better, fight better, run better, think better, you know, all this. We had to be better. In this generation, oh, we don't fail to anybody because that might hurt their feelings and damage their esteem. I wonder what happened to all of us. None of us have any esteem. We're just going to go get it done. Let's not do it, our esteem. It's got to be done. Unbelievable. Somebody had told me this shit 30 years ago, I would have said, there's no way. There's no way. And now I'm looking and thinking, holy crap. Concept of health. One of the healthy things you're going to be able to have to do is find people who are like-minded. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to keep your sanity. If you don't find people who are like-minded and awake like you are, you're going to lose it. You are going to get to a point where you're going to say, what in the, you know, you're going to be in that thought process. So find people who are like-minded. When you talk to people on certain things, whether you're targeted, whether you're exposed artificial nano poisoning, because we're all exposed to artificial intelligence, and you have had, you're dealing with it, you're fighting it, you are looking at solutions, you're researching, you're only going to be able to really beat this is when you form a core group of people, again, who are like-minded, who are doing the research. Nobody's criticizing, nobody's being critical, everyone's just listening. Trying different things, seeing what happens, sharing with the results of your experiments, so that everybody can then get on board and be able to work together and work in some sort of unison where you come up with a solution. You know, certain supplements you've been using, certain foods you've been consuming, certain herbs. Okay, I've got a list of things that I tell people all the time not to eat. For instance, all the breads, pastas, rice, cereal, all the grains, all the pseudo-grains, you know, like your buckwheats, millets, and so forth. These things are loaded and weaponized with things that are going to assemble in your body. Another thing we're going to have to deal with is rain. Rain is coming down, raining some kind of fibrous material. We had 2 days of rain here. After we had the 2 days of rain, we had mold in the air. The air stunk like shit. All this mold, you couldn't barely breathe. And when you walked outside, it felt like light touches of what felt like a string. You're now raining down plastic, and it's coming on terra firma, which means that plastic is going to be nanorobots, nanoworms. That's what that's going to be. And those nanoworms, when they make contact, they're going to start to assemble their assembly on the skin or inside. So make sure, if you feel anything like that, you get to a facility where you can wash it off, scrub it off with a brush, put a little oil on it, use an infrared to help push the oil in so that the shit will come out if there's anything that did get inside. These are some of the things you do. So basically, if you want to help the skin heal, Let me repeat what to do. Wash it, use a brush. I use a Miracle Soap where I've added borax and iodine to the soap. I think I've added, and there was something else I added to it. There were three things I added to the Miracle Soap. So that borax, iodine, what was the third one? And copper. Copper. So when I wash my face, I put the stuff on the brush and I scrub it on my face, rinse it off really well, and then I'll put a little, I take some almond, I took almond oil and the copper I made, this, like I showed that copper chloride. I mix it together, shake it up, I apply that light, a real light film on my face, and then I take an infrared light and run it across my face so that it pushes the copper into the skin so that the collagen can start regenerating, repairing some of the damage that's come out of my face. I pull out tons and tons of robots because I've got a thing I call the Game Changer, which we haven't filmed yet, which we will get to pull out on my system the fried, burned out programs that have been operating with this nanoworms, nanobots, nanofullerenes that have inside my system to come out completely scorched, burnt, whatever. But now the assault is coming from the air, plastic. Okay, and so we need to again remove these plastics. These plastics can more than likely will be xenoestrogenic and will have operating systems and programs. Remember, your government is not your friend. Your government is not your buddy. Your government is not your mother. Your government is not your father. Your government is the antagonistic power that's in place right now that is opposing you, the real government, the people of your respective countries. We have sat back and have allowed rogue systems to have infiltrated our governments, which have taken away the power from the people. The United States system was one of the best systems at one time because the people were actually the government, and the government that was in power served the people. But over several decades, they turned that around where the people now serve the government. They have now been enslaved by the government of the United States of America. The judicial branch, the legislative branch, the executive branches are not the government. They are the system that serve the government, which are the people of America. And the people of America are the check and balance. Not just by the vote, but by their voice. No other system of government ever existed like this. And has been broken down. It was supposed to lead the rest of the Commonwealth, if you will, into that type of system where we actually had a voice, where we could tell the government, no, we do not want this. No, you will not establish this. No, you don't have the right to pass these kind of regulations because they're not laws. But instead, now they'll pass a regulation, call it a law, and fine the shit out of you if you break it. Or now you have to take it to court and get a mitigator to stand, a solicitor, or a lawyer to stand on your behalf, which you have to pay a massive fortune in order so you can avoid paying a fine. It's beyond belief stupid. But this is what has happened. So those who are awake to these realities and understand what's really going on, you have to form a more perfect union, and that means finding other awakened people. This is a difficult chore, and I understand it because trust is a big factor, and you don't know who to trust. I get this. I still don't have an answer for you on how to do this either. I have people coming to me, and even the ones that come to me, I have absolutely no idea who is real and who isn't. I have to take a chance, just like everybody else, and sometimes I strike up with good friends and partnerships in regarding to what's going on, and everybody is working together. Everybody's trying to come up with a solution. Everybody's trying to come up with things. You know, I'm a skeptic on a lot of things because I've seen so much bullshit in the whole health food industry, and it's carried over to other alternatives as well. So, for me, and I'll make the same suggestion to you. Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance. Things have to be able to substantiate themselves. In other words, if I'm telling this vitamin is going to do X, Y, Z, it has to substantiate itself by being able to do what it says it's going to do. If it doesn't do what it says it's going to do, then there's nothing to substantiate it, then it's pure bullshit, and you have to take it that way. You got to be a bit of a hard ass on this. Either it works or it doesn't. There's no ifs, ands, or there's no excuses to be made. If something doesn't work and you think perhaps maybe you did something wrong, then that's fine. It still did not work. Then what you do is you tweak it. You modify it. You change it. You make it so that by adding whatever you got to add to the equation, that it may work. And if it does work, you've got something. It's solid. You've tested it. You've seen the results. Nobody can take that from you. Nobody. Now, I got a buddy of mine. He's working on pyramids. He's telling me all kinds of things. And I've heard what he's told me before by other people who have gotten to a certain point, and it turned out to be a dud. Now he's saying he's seeing results. So I said, okay, fine, carry on with it. You know, take notes, take pictures, so we can all see what's going on. Because maybe other people did something wrong, and maybe they didn't. I'm of the mindset that they did what they researched, and they found, some of them found it didn't work. Now, not everything does work. You know, that's a given. Some people will fight you to, oh, yeah, it works, I did something wrong. And that's possible. But sometimes some things don't work for whatever reason. I got a pyramid here, it doesn't do anything either. But I'm thinking it's because there's a ley line. We're not near any ley lines here. Now, I got people up in northern Ontario that are seeing all kinds of results. And I got guys in Ireland seeing all kinds of results. So I can't really say it doesn't work. It's not working here. That I can say. So I'm not seeing the evidence or the substantiation of what's going on. So again, you know, I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, especially if I've got people telling me in other places they are seeing results of something. Then I have to examine what I'm doing. Maybe I'm doing something wrong, or maybe perhaps I don't have something that they have in their area that's activating what I've got. So there's a lot of factors there. So this is just an example. I'm not knocking anybody's building pyramids. If you're building them, build them. Test them, see if they do work. Remember I said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You have to have substance. When I do stuff and I build stuff, or I'm taking stuff, or I'm showing you how to do stuff, it's because the things I'm showing you that I have seen substance to. And they work, or they seem to work. And then when other people try these things and validate, yes, they're seeing the same thing I'm seeing, we have got a double blind here that is validating what we're doing. I got a guy in Europe, I got two guys in Europe doing what I'm doing, and then I got other people in the United States doing what I'm doing, other people in Canada doing what I'm doing, other people down in Australia doing what I'm doing, other people it may be in Germany or Sweden or Switzerland doing what I'm doing, and they're all getting the same similar results. Bingo, we have substance. That is the best double blind going. Build it, try it, here's the results. So, you have to think. I don't really talk to too many people when I'm talking to the radio here. My main concern is for those of us who were born in the 50s and 60s, so that we can get ready, because they're going to try very hard to make us look ridiculous and stupid. And these people, these young people today have, like I said, they don't have the capacity to tie their shoe with Velcro. They cannot think. They just follow the propaganda. They don't question nothing. They don't even know how to analyze correctly the things they're being taught. Our generation was taught to be rebellious from the word get-go. And we questioned everything. We thought everything was bullshit back in the day. Oh, that's bullshit. Oh, that's pure bullshit. So that's the way it was, you know. And we would not buy into anything, which really wasn't good either. I mean, that was the other extreme, obviously. But that a lot of has carried over, especially with me. And I try to tone that down to a point where I will at least listen to what I got other people are going to tell me, see what they've done. Sometimes I'm extremely fascinated by the work people are doing, and not just in the field I'm in, but other fields as well. And there was an Aramac. He contacted me this week, and he modified the bucket by adding a timer on it, and where you can control the hertz and the pulsing. I said, great, you know. And he talked to me about, should I? I said, yeah, go for it. Make money on this. You're in Europe. You know, yeah, for me to send a bucket over to Europe, it's a small, they need an oil well and a gold mine to be able to buy it for me. So if you can supply it, go for it. And I encourage people to become more entrepreneurial. Look, if you're thinking that today's jobs are going to be here tomorrow, you're crazy. Robots already taken over. AI is already running the show. So you have a niche market. There's two big major niche markets. It's the senior market, and it's the dumb as they come market, the millennial market. Sorry, but I know some of you are trying to are awake, and I get that, and I'm not insulting. Don't mean to insult you, but there are the dumb as you come market, and they don't know how to do anything, and I mean nothing. If it has to do with a cell phone, they're experts. If they have to do with social media, they are experts. If they have to do with emails, they are experts. Has to do with thinking, using their brain. Unless they've been programmed to run a program, that's all they know how to do. So, you got two niche markets. Sell shoes. Sell shoe replacements. Sell shoe repair. Sell socks. Sell underwear. Sell thongs. That's what they're wearing anyway these days. These thongs, you've got this thing that goes up to the crack of their backside and barely covers their front. Whatever. Sell them. You know, it's nothing bad or good about it. It's just what it is. You know, if you understand how to make things, if you can build things, you know, get into it. Cooking. Some of you know how to cook. And I'm going to tell you something. The millennials don't know how to cook. All they know how to do is consume. It's a market. And there are a lot of old people that are retiring that are too broken down to be able to cook a good meal. That's another market. See, anything that will provide pure autonomy is what you're looking to do. Provide yourself the autonomy that you need so you have to spend less and less time in the matrix. Bible says, come out of her, my people. It's referring to this shithole we're living in today. And the more we can come out and the more we can associate with people who are like-minded, the stronger and the more interconnected we will become. We will form a new nation, if you will, or a new community. Not really a new community, but we will be a more connected community without having to have all this tech. I won't need them to do a selfie on a cell phone. Hey, look at me, I'm a goofball. You know, that isn't going to work with us. We'll be looking at, hey, let's see if we can build a free energy device. Hey, let's see if we can build a force field around our city to protect us from any kind of, you know, frequency assault. Let's see if we can, you know, come up with something to really wipe out this 5 and 6G bullshit that they're trying to, you know, wipe us out with. Hey, let's build a better communications network with our computers. Let's build a LAN WAN system that isn't associated with the Matrix. Let's build a system that is not associated with artificial intelligence, their artificial intelligence. See, that's what we'll be thinking. Let's grow things in an environment that isn't going to be impacted by nanotechnology or nanobiology or synthetic biology or chemtrail fallout. Let's build a network where we can communicate better with others who are like-minded and set up our own network. This is where our generation will go. We'll be able to build it. We won't need a machine. We won't need an AI. We won't need any of this shit that they're using. Language is strong tonight because I'm in one of those frames of mind when I think about artificial intelligence. It really makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. And I have to tone down my Canadian because I'm on the radio. Or I should really hear what I think about artificial intelligence. And I got a minister down in Texas that she probably would write me an email. Long-winded one about the need to curtail speaking in tongues. I'm not even sure if she believes in that either. Well, she should come to Canada and she'll hear a lot of it. Holy cow, those Canadians speak in tongues all the time. That F word is a favorite of theirs. I don't know why. I got news for you. I think Canadian tongues is entitlement, because this is in Canada, but when you go into the Commonwealth, Australia, New Zealand, we also speak the same language. We have this tendency to speak in a similar tongue. They have a few words that are a little different than ours, and we have a few that are a little different than yours, but we get the point across, and we understand each other okay. Then we get down to America. The Americans speak in tongues too, and we quite get that too. You know, it's a common universal language, is speaking in tongues. So, and we can interpret them really well. It's a frustrating point in time when we're seeing the demise of a planet, and people from our generation, the 50s and 60s generation, they're seeing this, and those who are earlier, they're still alive, are looking around and in a state of sadness and sorrow. We're seeing the demise of a planet ruled by a corporocracy that's destroying this planet over profit, and then blaming the citizenry for the destruction of the planet because we are using the resources. This is the interesting thing about that. The resources are in ever abundance on this planet, but the facade and the bullshit that they're telling us is the limited resources. They can control all those resources and charge an exuberant amount of money on those resources. Why is Nestle's draining the Great Lakes? Is because they're selling their fresh water from the Great Lakes to China. That's why. Now, why does Nestle have the right to do this? Because it is part of corporate America, and it's one of the corporations that run America. So it is now depleting the resources out of the United States of America, denying the citizens their rights to those resources so that it can turn around and sell and make money at the expense of the American public, which is pure bullshit. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. This is where it is our fault to some degree. Because as long as we keep buying these products from these corporations, why are we buying Microsoft shit anyway? Bill Gates has come up with vaccinations to wipe out indigenous cultures. He's got technology to assault us with frequencies. The president of the Microsoft Corporation stated that 5G was a dangerous technology. And yet they're going along with this and they're propagating this. Why is it that Bill Gates comes up with a vaccination to target people who believe in God, irrespective of denominations or affiliations, whether you're Islamic, whether you're Hebrew, whether you're Christian, whether you're Buddhist, whether you're a Baha'i, whether you're Hindu, or any other faith out there to believe in the living God or gods. I for one, believe in the living God through Jesus. I have no problem telling anybody this, and if anybody has a problem with it, that is your problem, not mine. Grow up. My perspective. Go actually read what Christ had to say. Maybe, just perhaps, you might find that those words that he's speaking actually will ring true with you too. Don't follow any religion. I don't believe in any religion. I'll tell you that straight out. I think all religions are dead and they just keep you tethered. Jesus said, he'll set you free. Might be a good idea to read what he had to say. Perhaps. But anyway, when we're looking at the concepts that are out there today, that are out there trying to tether you and blame you as a citizen because you are using resources and blah, blah, blah for profit, we need to stop buying their shit. End of story. Quit buying Nestle's. Quit buying Microsoft. Quit buying any other company that is involved in even cell phones. Cell phone companies are associating with 5G. See, if as long as we keep sustaining this system, we're agreeing to it. We are agreeing to a system that is killing us. And as long as we keep on buying the nonsense that they're selling, the majority of it is made of junk anyway, we are now agreeing with the kill ratio. Well, they want to die. They're agreeing with it. They're buying the stuff. So we'll kill them for that. We'll keep on killing them. We'll keep on giving them vaccines. Yeah, they want to buy my computer shit. Okay, fine. I'll take that money and invest in vaccines. I'll keep on pumping them with vaccines. Come up with a new and improved flu shot. I'll add nanotechnology to it. I'll add more aborted babies. I'll add programming into the vaccine, so now I can target them with a cell phone. Oh, I got their DNA right here. Oh, look, this guy needs to die. He's becoming 40 years old. Let's give him diabetes. Oh, wait, look at this woman here. Oh, she's coming in her 40s. We'll give her fibromyalgia. We'll make her suffer. She's got money, so we'll make her pay. She'll pay for drugs. Oh, wait, look over here. This guy's got, he's coming to 40. We'll give him a heart attack. Oh, wait, we got this woman over here. Oh, we'll give her an intestinal disorder, some kind of itis, diverticulosis, irritable bowel syndrome. Well, we'll give her that. All at the touch of a button. Oh, wait, we got somebody over here. This young guy, he's coming in his 40s. Oh, give him diabetes. Oh, we got this woman over here. Oh, we'll give her breast cancer. Some of you think this is science fiction. This is reality today. This can be done. Diseases can be created in the body because you already have the building blocks to create these health issues. And you women, don't volunteer anything from your body. Don't spread your legs. Don't let them cut you down between your legs. Don't let them take samples from your breast. Don't let them smash your breast with a mammogram. Are you bloody kidding me? They're inducing these things into you. I said this before. When you go and have a mammogram, they're smashing shit out of your breast, bursting the blood vessels, causing bruising, and then they're firing x-rays into your breast, which causes the radiation to radiate the iron and the copper that's been released from the body, causing these cancers. All of a sudden, you got these lumps all over the places because that's where you bled out. You got to get your breast checked, go get a thermography, and do not allow anybody to go down between your legs and take anything out of there. Just douche regularly. That's all you got. Use a little iodine, a little vinegar, a little water, 50-50. Clean it out every so often. I mean, you got to clean it out anyway because if you're putting a pad inside and you're still menstruating, you got debris and crap from the tech that you're putting inside. So flush it out. Keep yourselves healthy. Just think about things that, you know, that you're exposed to. That couple from Ohio, I made a comment today. When you are in an environment, doesn't matter what it is, say you're working in construction outside, you're driving a truck, you're working in a factory, you're sitting behind a desk in a computer, these are environments that you're exposed to. So whatever those environments are, take a look at what you're being exposed to, what chemicals, what solvents, what pollutants, what metals, what acids, whatever. And then start thinking what I would need to take for my body internally to fortify my system so it become more resistant to that environment so I don't break down. Or I can minimize the damage that I'm being exposed to. That's how you got to start thinking. That's how you got to start realizing and rationalizing. I live in a certain environment. I know what's in this environment. So I take things in my environment here so that I can be protected and become more resilient and resistant to being on the assault. If I go to another environment, knowing where I'm going, I'm taking things with me again to assist my immune system so that if something should arise in that environment that my system isn't prepared for because I've not been exposed to develop the antibodies in that environment, then I'll take these supporting mechanisms so that it can support my system so that my system then will not get infected or impacted by that, by whatever's there. That's how you have to think. We are now we've already been getting hit with the nano, we're seeing nano assembling. When you see the plastic, when you look at the link when I show you about the plastic rain coming down, that's the same shit people are pulling out of their bodies. Same stuff, no different. So when you're looking at what we're being exposed to, the number one threat that we've got next to nano is frequencies. And when they start talking about quantum, we don't know now what that's going to do with the current technology already inside of us. So the first thing we need to do is, number one, remove this tech from our bodies. Number two, give our systems what's required in order for the DNA to start regenerating and repairing itself and rebooting our genetic code, getting that back to normal. It's an interesting concept, but this is how you must wage your war. And if you're freaking out because of all the things I'm saying, you know what? That's a good thing. I do not apologize for freaking you out. I think you need to be freaked out if you're not. this will set the fire in your ass to get you going. You know, that's the way it is. I'm not going to talk polite sunshine eloquence to you, because that'll just put you to sleep anyway. And this is the language that everybody understands, salt of the earth. So when we deal with what we're dealing with today, this is the reality and that we live in, and you better understand that. This is the reality check of today. You're no longer living that fantasy world, believing in the fairy tales. Oh, it's all going to be okay. Yeah, it'll be okay, because you'll be in a box and you won't even know you're dead. I talk the way I do because I have been where the rubber meets the road, and I can tell you for a fact, if you think what I'm saying is going to be a problem, is going to hurt you, where the rubber meets the road is going to hurt you a hell of a lot more. And it's going to take more away from you, and you're going to lose way more. That's the bottom line. Pay attention. Brian396 is out there as well. He's also advocating and talking about Nano and what's going on, the assembling processes, what he's done, and how he's battled it, and how he's succeeding in, again, reducing the load. You know, these are, you got two main references, especially if you're in Canada. Two Canadians are out here telling you the way it is and how it is. Well, look at other resources and other places. Feel free to do so. I'm not going to tell you not to, but you might want to check out what we're saying. I'm at augmentedforce.com. Check out the site. He's got Brian. He's on the Google. Well, it's on the link anyway. I got to look at it here. Give me a second. Let's see if I can find it real fast. But he is. He's on photosgoogle.com with the Nano Assembly. So the link will be on the Podbeam. So again, these are places you want to check out. And don't forget to check out the latest YouTube I've done on the latest development of new technology that I've come out with, so that you can all build these things, again, to further protect yourselves from the assaults that you're dealing with. You know. Also, there is, your vaccinations are going to take away your rights away. Anybody thinking today that... the vaccines are going to be helping you. Excuse me, 1 second. The vaccines you take today are going to help you. Well, you may want to change your thinking after you look and see what they really do. They've never worked. I'm going to tell you, they have never worked. They've never, they've never really done anything other than compromise people. They've caused the debilitation and the shutdown of your DNA. And now you're in the situation where, if you don't get them, and they started this shit in Australia, that you can't receive your social benefits, your welfare benefits, your retirement benefits, your medical benefits, because if you don't get vaccinated, they're going to hold back the money that is rightfully yours. My take on that is real simple. They tried this shit once before, 1980s, when Mulroney was in power in Canada. And the seniors at that time walked across Canada to Ottawa Street and said, Chuck U. Farley. And you know what? This needs to be done again. Parliament, I'm going to talk about Canada at this point, has gotten complacent, thinking that Canadians are fully asleep and that we're not going to do nothing. Now, it is going to be up to us to make sure that they understand that this is not the reality. Peaceful demonstration is our right. And it means everybody in the country to march down on Ottawa and surround it. And I don't care who the Prime Minister is at that point. They better start listening to the will of the people. And they better put a grandfather clause in this. Because those of us who were under the initial federal laws and federal guidelines said there is no mandatory vaccinations in Canada. And there isn't any mandatory vaccinations in Canada. You can go look it up, and I even got a copy of that. And we have exemptions right now going on in Ontario, which they are trying to take away your religious exemption, your spiritual exemption, and your exemption, your conscientious objection, and your if you're allergic to a vaccine objection. They're trying to do that in Ontario and throughout Canada. Canadians, all of us, better tell each other what's going on. And those of you who believe that the vaccines are doing something for you, okay, my humble opinion, you're an idiot anyway, but still, you have the right to be an idiot in this country. If I don't get vaccinated, it's not going to threaten you whatsoever then. If you're vaccinated and I'm not, you have in your body the antibodies supposedly to protect you from me. I can't infect you. Can't do anything to you because you're protected. If you're protected, then butt the bloody hell out. Don't go crying, oh, you're not vaccinated, oh. Same thing with the stupid bullshit with pets. I can't believe people have gotten to say, oh, your pet's not vaccinated. Don't bring your dog near my dog. Are you effing kidding me? The stupidity knows no bounds. You know, Einstein, he was a bit of a moron. But he made a comment. He said, two things in the universe are infinitive. Stupidity and the universe. And he didn't know about the universe. When you watch The Matrix, and when Neo asked Morpheus, how come we don't release everybody? He says, we can't do that because there's some people so dependent on the Matrix that if you released everybody, they would die. I honestly have to think that people who actually believe in the vaccine theory could not live without the system. They could not exist without the system. They are so brought down and become so handicapped that they have the incapacity to be able to do anything, build anything, or think through anything. All they know how to do is say yes and no. And they don't even know how to say no. Everything's okay. It's okay, I'll do that. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. The perfect drone. What can we do about it? They're going to do what they want to do anyway. That's the reason why they can. Because you're just reciting or recanting like a parrot with what you've been programmed to say. Polly want a cracker. Oh, Polly want a cracker. Some of you might think I'm a little nuts. Like I said, I've been around. I have seen things I wish I never did. But I had to see him, obviously. God wanted to make sure I got the message loud and clear. And I've been around a lot of things as well that sometimes I wish I hadn't. But that some of that was my stupidity. Oh, let's see what this will do. I was like, oh, crap, I won't do that again. But even regardless, the onus is on you and everyone. I don't mean be condescending to anybody, but the onus is on all of us to, again, look out for each other. Don't believe your government's going to do anything for you. The only thing the government's going to continue doing is tax the shit out of you, raise the prices of everything, make excuses why they need to elevate the prices of everything, offer us less service for more costs, and screw us more and more by the day. That's what governments do. Because in our governments today, we have nothing but greedy bastards that work for corporations, work for other institutions and organizations that cater and satisfy to them at the expense of the citizenry of their respective countries. And that's the bottom line. I don't care if you live in New Zealand. I don't care if you live in Australia. I don't care if you live in Canada. I don't care if you live in the United Kingdom. I don't care if you live in the Commonwealth, throughout the Commonwealth. I don't care if you live in the United States, which is another extension of the Commonwealth, really. The perspective that we have today is it got everybody competing with each other, which really is very counterproductive. It would be better if everybody cooperated, because then everybody benefits in the cooperative. True communism is what it was a cooperative. And when everybody cooperated, everybody benefited. Okay, there was no greed. Nobody was trying to be greedy. Everyone's trying to help each other. So do the best you can, how you can, with whom you can. And if they have eyes to see, let them see. If they have ears to hear, let them hear. If they don't have eyes to see, if they don't have ears to hear, don't cast your pearls before swine, because all they're going to do is trample upon them. Tell them the truth. Tell them to go look it up for themselves and decide. Now you've taken away all aspect of your capacity to force them to believe what you want them to believe. Because if you do that, all they're going to do is follow you anyway. Let them see for themselves, and they will see one way or another. They will accept it or they won't. They see the truth, they'll either keep on denying it or they'll turn around and go with it. They'll go with the flow. All you do is present it, and that's it. Don't worry about what they think. Don't worry about what they say, because a lot of times they say a lot of shit because this is the program. That's just programming that they're uttering. Oh, that's a constant, that's this, oh, that's no way, blah, blah, the government wouldn't do this, oh, the government will protect us, oh, they wouldn't poison us with the chemtrails, oh, no way, that's just a conspiracy, oh, whatever horse shit you've heard. Just present it, let it ride. If they come, great. If they don't come, great. You've done your job to try to save them or help them come to a means of salvation so they can turn their lives around. And if they don't want to do that, let them keep on going to the abyss. Sooner or later, let the pain will begin. When the machine starts chewing on their flesh, when the machine starts chewing on their bones, when the machine starts chewing on their health, when the machine starts chewing on their material goods, then they will more than willing pay attention. But if they don't want to hear, let the pain begin. Because that's the only way they're going to. And on that note, I'm going to talk about a couple of things more, and then I'm going to call it a day. You got a bunch of people out there, you know, doing their thing, trying to help everybody out, trying to help everybody wake up, trying to help everybody, you know, see what's going on. You got Brian396.com. You got www.minds.com/Brian396. You've got, he's got a photosgoogle.com. Type in Nano Assembly. I think that's how it's got. It's a big long link. But anyway, it'll be on the Podbean. You got Aramac on the YouTube channel. Is also trying to inform people on doing things. You got Gag Canada by Bernadette Green. So there's a lot of people out there that are really doing something and trying to do something. Support them if you can. See if you can help them out some way. You know, that the fight's not just on a handful. Fights with all of us. You also got me at augmentedforce.com. You got me on the YouTube channel typing Herb Plus Speedworks. We got the updates and modification video that we did. We got the Augmented Force, which just got all kinds of information there, especially on the Nano. Brian's put out stuff on the assembly. I put out stuff on the assembly. We put out all kinds of stuff. Between the two of us, that is going to go for around 400, depending on where you live, then there's the shipping. So I think 400 is in North America, it's going to be 400 either Canadian or US, the shipping. So it's going across Europe.
I'd have to
look it up because Europe is incredibly expensive. And if you want it down in Australia, holy jumping. Better have an oil well because the shipping's a bitch to Australia. Woo. Anyway, I also do consultations as well at 519-977-5351. So if you need a consultation, need to find information on my site, need to go get to buy anything there, feel free. We got buckets made. I got two different buckets now. I forgot to mention this. The basic bucket is just a coil with a flasher and power supply. That's going for $150. The modified bucket with the magnets is going to go for about 180. And we will be bringing a third modification of a bucket, which is a little bit more expensive because we're going to be adding coils to this one. And we'll show you what we're doing the next time Dave and I film. So just to give you an update on the pricing as well, the basic bucket, the original, is going to be $150 with the flasher and the power supply, the upgrade with the magnets, as well as the way we bifollowed that system. Again, it's going to be a little bit more because, again, the other one had just as a coil. This one's got magnets added to it. So that's going to go for about $180 plus the shipping. So, anyway, feel free to check these places out. Check out these people. Help them out. You know, what more could I say? We're all in this together. I heard a joke by Putin. I'll even go with this joke. He's talking about the Israeli army. You know, the commander of the Israeli army is asking his captain, if a plane was flying by, what would you do? He says, well, I'd get into a tank, take aim, and shoot it down. He says, well, if you saw a fleet of tanks coming over the hill, what would you do? He says, well, I would, you know, get my anti-tank weapon and shoot the tanks. He says, if you saw a helicopter and the tanks coming over the hill, what would you do? And he says, captain, this is my only one fighting this war. I might have lost something in that punchline. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. We're not the only ones fighting this war. We're not the only ones leading the charge. We shouldn't be leading anything. But we're out there trying to help you so that you can defend yourself. So do the best you can to work with each other. Get past your differences. Get past your beliefs. These stupid beliefs have gotten away. One God, one living God, we've got all these beliefs. Get past colors of skin, really? You know, nobody, that's not a problem unless you make it one. Okay, get past all this stuff. Get past the linguistic, get past the cultural stuff. This war doesn't give a shit about your gender, doesn't give a shit about your color, doesn't give a shit about your beliefs, doesn't give a shit about you. Everybody is going to feel the wrath of this, irrespective of where you live, what you believe, what you think, what your ideologies are, what your universal conscious crap is all about, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's going to hit you all. And it's going to hurt like hell when it does. You might want to get on board to be prepared to defend yourself. And I'm going to leave you with that note. So until Tuesday, or until next week, I may be doing the shows on different days because, again, sometimes I get caught up until I get caught back up again. But I'll try to keep it in sync as much as I can. And I may be throwing in different shows throughout the week as well. Something may come up, and I may come up with specials. I'm not tied to the network right now, so it gives me more time to be more creative, you know, or to be more diligent and more research. All right, until the next segment, as we, Dave and myself say, to your health, stay in tune, stay connected, research, experiment, and expand your horizons. Till the next show. Take care.